This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We've been considering restoring and maintaining Playa Lakes and rainwater basins so they remain healthy, functional ecosystems. Research shows these ephemeral lakes recharge groundwater, like the Ogallala Aquifer. Their wonderful water filtration systems, keeping fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides out of the groundwater. Then there's that other reason, taking care of nature. A while back, we talked to Tom Flowers, who recently retired from the Natural Resources Conservation Service, where he was a district conservationist at Meade, Kansas. I was struck by his enthusiasm. He says it's as if these ephemeral lakes almost are magical.
They can be dry for 15 or 20 years, have a rainfall event, and immediately, within days, perennial plants show up. They've laid dormant beneath the ground for all these years, and as soon as that soil becomes moist, they shoot up and produce bulrush, cattails, mud plantain, spike rush, a host of plants.
That explosion of plant life is just part of it. Flowers is fascinated by the small creatures that wake up.
They fall down in the cracks when it's dry, and they just lay there as eggs. As soon as it gets wet, within just a few days, the eggs hatch, they grow, and they become small invertebrates such as fairy shrimp, tadpole shrimp, clam shrimp, snails.
And that bursting forth of plant and animal life is irresistible to local and migrating birds. But farming and soil erosion harm plants, according to biologist Bill Johnson with U.S. Fish and Wildlife at Canyon, Texas.
In all directions around the playa, the land goes upward. If there isn't cover on that all the time in the form of a grass or a prairie cover, when you get heavy rains, you get erosion washing the upland plowed tilled soils downhill into the playa.
Conservationists understand we can keep sediment from silting up playas, using a margin of plant life around the edge of the wetland by creating a plant buffer. Besides filtering silt and chemicals, the indigenous plants create wonderful wildlife habitat, according to Farm Bill biologist Jerry Miller with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. At Sterling, Colorado, Miller advises producers and landowners on cost-share programs that conserve playas.
The waterfowl that use the area, they're going to bring in the smartweed and the millet-type plants that are going to be found around the edge of the playa area. We'll just kind of let that happen naturally. The upland site, you know, we're in pheasant country, and I try to put in some of the taller warm-season grasses and some flowering forbs into that mix so that we're developing some really good brood habitat for the pheasant population and other ground-nesting birds in the area.
Ted LaGrange, the wetland program manager for Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, advises land managers on buffer creation in Nebraska.
Our recommendation on a buffer would be to use native species, tall and mixed grass prairie species, and to allow some management of those, management of things like prescribed burning, grazing, that replicate what historically occurred in those upland areas. And that will provide habitat for grassland wildlife using that buffer, but also protect the wetland from sediment and allow water to reach the wetland.
The USDA's conservation and wetland reserve programs provide landowners and producers cost-share funds to help restore and conserve Playa Lakes. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.